Teenagers are in the middle of their exams and they're going back to basics with their revision. John Lewis reports that in the last few weeks it's seen an increase in the sale of blank reference cards, up 46%, sticky notes, up 20%, and pencil cases, up 21%. That's over the same period last year. Now, it may be because so many YouTube tutors are recommending old-fashioned learning aids. Well, in a minute we'll speak to a psychologist who has studied the best ways to learn. But first, let's hear from some students. Our reporter Mia Arbey-Wardener went to Chorlton High School in Manchester.
I use BBC Bite Size and I've got like all my flashcards on there. You can just download them and then they're just on your phone instead of having to rewrite them in case of maybe a mistake or whatever.
I think videos work quite well because you can watch it, but you can be like in your bed, about to go to bed, but you can still watch a video and you're learning from it, but you're not actually having to put that much effort in, but it's all going into your brain anyway.
It's better when you use like colour and highlighter, because in a sentence you've got loads of words that don't really mean that much, but you need to like focus on what's important.
I listen to music because I find it difficult to focus on just one thing. And if I listen to like the same type of music as I revise, I think it kind of triggers my brain in a way.
I've got a few different apps for memorise with English. There's chapters and there's key quotes from each chapter that I use, that I can write down. With GCSE Pod, there's podcasts that you can listen to.
Do you not find it distracting when you're studying on an app?
I tend to just keep my earphones in with my notifications off.
I kind of like throw my phone away because I feel like if it was close to me, I'd be on it.
Students at Chorlton High School. Bradley Bush is a psychologist who advises schools on how best to help pupils with revision, and he's co-written a book all about that. It's called The Science of Learning. It draws together the findings of more than 70 academic studies about the best ways to learn. Listening to music, it seems, is a no-no.
One of the studies that we mentioned in The Science of Learning was comparing the results of students who revised listening to music with lyrics and those who revised in silence. And I think there's about a 60% improvement if you revise without music.
I think you say in the book, don't you, that it's like you might have the radio on in the car, but you'll turn the radio off when you're lost and you really need to concentrate. It's a distraction.
Yeah, exactly. When it comes to learning complex or new information, when you really have to think and concentrate, it interrupts the memory process.
What about the good old-fashioned highlighter pen?
Oh, see, a highlighter pen's one of my real pet peeves. because unfortunately, when you say highlighter, what most students interpret it as is colouring in. Oops. And they kind of just do it excessively. One of the most famous studies looked at exactly this, at highlighters, and they found it's good for open book exams when you need to quickly find information and locate it.
Where you're allowed to take the book in with you. Yeah.
Yes, but the reality is most of those exams, that's not the way GCSEs and A-levels are, and it actually has very little impact on long-term memory.
Those pupils in Chorlton, many of them using online revision aids, one of them watching videos. There are lots of vloggers on YouTube, for example, who give in effect lectures to help you with your revision. Is that a good method?
I think one of the quotes was, it gets into my brain without me having to do much.
But, yes, if
but,
only.
Yeah, but and what we know, there's this famous quote in psychology that says, memory is the residue of thought. You know, you have to really think about stuff in order to remember it. Generating an answer forces you to think about the question, and that's what a lot of those apps and Bite Size tends to do, is it gives you the information but then makes you do something with it. Whereas watching videos, that's a good starting point, but if that's kind of the start, middle and end point of someone's revision, then it's lacking that retrieval practice.
Is there anything then about writing things down by hand that would make something sink into your brain, make it easier to recall later?
There's actually an amazingly titled study called The Pen is Mightier Than the Keyboard. And what those researchers found is that students who took notes, say, on tablets or on electronic devices, they tend to take notes verbatim, whereas they found students who wrote things down on pen and paper, the act of writing it down, having to generate the words yourself, and even then if you do it in your own words where you summarise and you make links between your own previous knowledge, old-fashioned methods tend to be more effective because you're actually able to produce something with that information.
So what about the things that are selling well then at John Lewis, the blank reference cards that you write up yourself to make a flashcard, the sticky notes that students sometimes put all over the place? Any use?
Flashcards can be really, really effective, again, if they make you generate an answer. Sometimes one of the mistakes we tend to see students make when they come to learning is if they revise it and they remember it there and then, they kind of assume that it's been learnt. Whereas what we tend to know is anything worth gaining, you have to build up gradually over time.
Now, in your book, you say that the research suggests that phones are mainly a distraction. Why?
One of the studies found that if you have your phone out in front of you, even if you're not using it, like if it's on the table in front of you, it's in sight, that's enough to reduce concentration by about up to about 20%. Because there's every fun distracting video of cats sneezing on YouTube and everything in between, and it just takes all the willpower in the world to see a notification pop up on your phone and then to not open that app.
Everyone is looking for the easy win-win way to learn or way to do well in exams. Does it exist?
There are some incredibly simple and almost common sense ways of getting better grades. There's good research out there that suggests eating breakfast every morning might be worth up to half a grade per subject.
Why? Concentration.
Mainly concentration and memory in the morning revision session. And then the other real big win is getting a good night's sleep. So if your child gets 9 hours sleep and eats breakfast, they are almost certainly ahead of the curve before they've even sat down to start their revision.
That was Bradley Bush.